March 19, Christ's Precious Jewels. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Malachi 3:17. The kingdom of heaven is represented as being like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. This pearl has a double significance and applies not only to man seeking the kingdom of heaven, but to Christ seeking his lost inheritance. Through transgression, man lost his own holy innocence and mortgaged himself to Satan. Christ, the only begotten Son of God, pledged himself for the redemption of man and paid the price of his ransom on the cross of Calvary. He left the worlds unfallen, the society of holy angels in the universe of heaven, for he could not be satisfied while humanity was alienated from him. The heavenly merchant man lays aside his royal robe and crown. Though the prince and commander of all heaven, he takes upon him the garb of humanity and comes to a world that is marred and seared with the curse to seek for that one lost pearl, to seek for man fallen through disobedience. He finds his pearl buried in rubbish. Selfishness encrusts the human heart, and it is bound by the tyranny of Satan. But he lifts the soul out of its darkness to show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are brought into covenant relationship with God and receive pardon and find peace. Jesus finds the pearl of lost humanity and resets it in his own diadem. He would inspire the most sinful, the most debased with hope. He says, "Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." John 6:37. When a soul finds the Savior rejoices as a merchant man that has found his goodly pearl. By his grace he will work upon the soul until it will be like a jewel polished for the heavenly kingdom. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.